ABC News time is 5:15.
Thanks, Christina. Leo Terrell and for Mr. Doug McIntyre. There's a bill currently being discussed up in Sacramento, extending drinking hours at business establishments to 4 a.m. We currently, obviously, last call is 2 o'clock. Normally, last call starts about 1:30.
Well, in L.A., last call is like 10:15.
Yes, and we have Mr. Carson Benowitz Frederick, who is the research manager at Alcohol Justice, on the line. We'd like to welcome him to Talk Radio 790 KABC. You're taking the position that the proposed law extending drinking hours to 4 a.m. is not in the best interest of members of this great state. Why?
Well, not so much taking the position as, as part of my job, I went through the research out there, and it just indicates that for whatever sort of nominal economic benefit these bars would stand to gain, it's offset by huge amounts of costs from injury and violence and law enforcement and cleaning up after traffic accidents. Sort of the standard litany of stuff that comes with drinking a lot of alcohol.
Well, you said huge costs of police, traffic accidents. It sounds like doom and gloom versus the small economic benefits of, shop owners, hotels. This is basically L.A. is an international city. People are used to drinking past 2 o'clock. If it's in a control area, regulated, it seems to me that I think that there are more good people who know how much to drink, when to drink. And I grant you, every morning I wake up, I see car crashes, people with DUI. But it seems to me that, people should have the right to drink if they're able to do so beyond 2 a.m.
Well, people do have the right to drink beyond 2 a.m. It's completely legal. The issue is more when you start, concentrating them in these small party districts the way this bill wants to, and B, when essentially the point, like all the entire economic point of it, is to sell people more alcohol rather than what they would be buying and consuming on their own.
Okay, but
then you are going to have increases in alcohol harm. And yeah, the problem with saying it's just bad people who are drinking and is that when they drink and hurt, they hurt other people who did not buy into whatever deal with drinking makes you good or bad. It's harm and cost that's borne by everybody.
Okay, let me just ask. Let me throw out a scenario. And just personally, I'm not a big drinker. I've never consumed alcohol at home. If I go out and drink, I have a social drink. I consider myself a true social drinker. But I look at downtown L.A. I look at that being an international area for people to come in. I look at the Staples Center and those massive hotels, people flying in from all over the world. They're at the hotel. They're conditioned to enjoying their evening. They want to extend their evening in a hotel, in a lounge, and all of a sudden they can't drink anymore. And I'm sitting there saying, why not? I mean, I'm looking at those individuals, and I know in order to oppose the bill, you got to look at the worst possible scenario. But I think there are a lot of people in areas of entertainment where they're basically trying to get people to spend more money. They don't want to cut the evening short at 1:45 or 2 a.m.
Well, the fact of the matter is, when we look at this from a research or a public health perspective, it sort of isn't about what an individual person can or wants to do. It's when you look at all the other places and all these international cities that people are trying to compare to Los Angeles, you see that when they extend bar hours, you see more assaults, you see more violence, you see more accidental injury, you see more car crashes. And that is, for an organization that's based on public health, that is the evidence-based reason to oppose it.
And that would be a good argument, and I won't, from a public health standpoint, I cannot argue. These are sin activities, drinking and smoking. This state just passed the legalization of recreational marijuana. You can make the same argument on a public health DUI argument with recreational marijuana, but there's a counterbalance of people being allowed to make decisions. So this is a state that just allowed the passage of recreational marijuana. Why not allow people to drink past 2 a.m.?
Again, they can. it's not legal at all to drink past 2 a.m.
Well, you know what I'm referring to as far as being allowed to go to a business establishment and drink past 2 a.m. That's what I'm referring
to. Sure. Again, because that is that sort of concentration of people drinking late in bars is the thing that when you look at Amsterdam leads to more late night emergency room calls. When you look at Australia, there's more late night car crashes. When you look at Scandinavian countries, you see more assault and injury. That is essentially why. And it's not so much about whether, you know, people aren't being asked to make a decision to be part of the cost for violence for car crashes, part of being in a collision with a drunk driver. Ultimately, it's not so much about trying to keep people from doing something. It's about looking at the thing in the environment that hurts people.
All right.
And seeing if you can keep it so people are safe.
All right. Mr. Fredericks, from the Research Manager of Alcohol Justice, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you very much.
Thank you.